Derek Lord has been granted another 6-month extension of his day parole. In a recent ruling by the Parole Board of Canada, Lord, who was convicted in a grisly double murder in Sawasin 3 decades ago, was granted the extension, with the board noting that imposing conditions helps manage a potential risk to the public. The board is aware that limiting your leave is an infringement on your liberty, but when putting this in the context of our paramount concern, the protection of society, we find that managing your risk requires more time with the structure and close supervision of a halfway house given the extreme violence you are capable of and your lack of insight into the internal factors that led to that violence, wrote the Parole Board of Canada in its decision. The board imposed several conditions including, Lord must not associate with any person he knows or may have reason to believe is involved with criminal activity and/or substance misuse. No direct or indirect contact with the victim or any member of the deceased victim's families, including extended family members and the Crown witnesses, and not to travel to Vancouver Island or the Lower Mainland of BC. You planned and committed murder with others and your file indicated that you are vulnerable to the influences of others engaged in crime and substance misuse, wrote the board. Any time spent with others involved in crime or substance misuse will increase your risk and you must stay away. The 47-year-old Lord was granted an extension in January of this year. That came after a parole board review in March 2020 where he was granted parole for a 4-month period. Another review was conducted in early July of last year where he was granted a further extension at that time. Lord was one of 3 teenagers convicted in the 1990 double murder case. He still maintains his innocence to this day. Lord and David Muir were hired by Darren Huneman to kill Huneman's mother and grandmother, Sharon Huneman and Doris Leatherbarrow, in a murder-for-hire plot. The two were promised part of a $4 million inheritance. All 3 were convicted in 1992. The 3 teens lived in Saanich at the time of the murder and at trial the prosecution said that on October 5, 1990, Huneman and his girlfriend dropped Lord and Muir off at the ferry terminal. The pair then went to Leatherbarrow's Sawasin home and, after being invited in for dinner by the 2 women, bludgeoned and stabbed them to death. The 2 teens then took the ferry home and were picked up by Huneman and his girlfriend. Lord and Muir were both sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole for 10 years. Huneman received a life sentence with no chance of parole for 25 years. After his conviction, Muir, who pleaded not guilty at trial, admitted his role in the murders and has been out on parole for over a decade. He was granted day parole in April 2002 and full parole a year later. Huneman 5 years ago appeared before the parole board at his Quebec prison for the first time where his parole request was denied.